Let's start this Friday with some good news. Form and the city of Subi are pretty pumped to announce that Thomas Dambo's Giants is on its way to WA. The Giant is part of an Australian first exhibition by world-renowned Danish artist Thomas Dambo called The Giants of Mandurah, which will launch to the public on Saturday. To tell us more, Tabitha McMullen from Form is on the line. Good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning. So great to be with you, and hello to all of your listeners. It's great to be chatting this morning.
It's so good to have you on Upbeat again. Tell us about how the Giant has arrived here.
Yeah, sure. So we are so excited to be welcoming the Giants of Mandurah, who've come all the way from Denmark in Europe. Product of Danish artist Thomas Dambo in this Australian first, as you mentioned. It's a massive cultural tourism project, the latest from Form, and we've been pleased to work with our partners, the City of Mandurah, City of Subiaco, the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries, and supported by Tourism WA Regional Events Program. But more importantly, how did such a project come about? It's been many years in the making. It started with a little germ of an idea to engage Thomas, who's installed these sculptures around the world in about 8 countries now. So this Australian first, we join a number of different countries, reflecting on the natural world. And for us, the Peel Ramsar listed wetland was a perfect place to showcase such a beautiful exhibition, these sculptures engaging with the natural environment, encouraging us all to get outdoors and explore our beautiful state.
It would be a big deal if they'd come from Denmark in the southwest of WA, but from Europe, it must have been a logistic challenge. You say they've gone via different countries. Are they on a world tour?
Well, they are. Essentially, Thomas installs the sculptures and they're there for a number of years. The idea is that they stay there until they go back into the natural environment. That's right. So they'll be with us for and activated for at least 12 months, and then they will be there for as many years as they last in our harsh West Australian conditions.
I've seen a couple of... Sorry, Tabitha, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I've seen a couple of the images and they look amazing. Tell us what they look like.
Yes, so they are all created out of recycled wood, so largely out of pallets, actually. But the heads and hands are made specifically in Thomas Dambo's studio in Denmark. They're a little bit more intricate, so that's made of recycled furniture. So, yeah, it's all about recycling and trying to make use of materials that would have otherwise ended up in landfill. And they are whimsical wooden giant creatures about 5 or 6 meters high, and each has its own personality and reacts specifically to the environment and the locale where they are. So they are beautiful, they are magical, and definitely worth getting around to see everyone.
So it's
I should say that it's something that you cannot do in one day, though, so make sure you plan your trip for sure.
It's an outdoor sculpture trail, which says it in its own title, but really this is the true meaning of immersive, something that you want to get in and have a look at and take your time. How do we find them? Where are they?
Yeah, that's right. So it has been designed as a game of self-discovery. So it's very playful. It is a game. You can get all the information you need by visiting the website, giantsofmandurah.com.au, and you can download your traveler's companion from there. That will give you a lot of resources about what you need to know about going out to visit the Giants. And your first stop should be the Mandurah Visitor Center as well. They can provide you with more information. And the idea is that it's a hunt. So you find clues along the way. Visitors will need to locate each giant, collecting a special symbol at each site along the way. And then together, when the symbols are entered at the special code breaker at the Mandurah Visitor Center, it will reveal the location of the super secret giant. So it's a bit of fun. Please don't ruin the game for anyone else.
Yeah.
We want to make sure everyone gets to find the super secret giant on their own and to get out into nature and explore the amazing things and wildlife and flora and fauna on offer at each of the sites.
What an amazing idea. It must have been a logistical challenge to get this together.
Absolutely. Yes, it's been a cast of thousands. And big shout out to the Form team who have put in so much effort and time to make sure that this has come together in the quality and excellence that we expect from Form, and that the public will have an enjoyable experience, and to really showcase the artwork of Thomas Dambo, and of course the local stories of our Aboriginal community who we work closely with as well. So it's a very, very special opportunity to engage with all of that content.
It gets underway tomorrow. What does that mean? Can we start looking now? Can we sneak in?
You can try. Yeah, they're just about ready. The best experience you'll have is probably to space it out. We'll have everything all ready to go, all of the wayfinding signage and everything fully installed by tomorrow morning. Take your time. There's plenty of time for everyone to have a look at them. Plan a couple of days to explore the area and find them in your own time.
Well, never leave it too late, but you've got some months to see the giant. The Giants of Mandurah launches to the public tomorrow. That's us. We're looking forward to it already. Tabitha McMullen, thank you so much for chatting with us on Artbeat.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tabitha McMullen is the CEO of Form, building a state of creativity. They've been working hard with local government organisations to bring us the Giants of Mandurah. And I think that's something for all of us.